Please wait. Audio boom. Media. Change your audio settings.
You're going to hear music volume set to 65%. This is the whole point of this for me. What I've done is basically I've tried Samsung's optical reader for the first time, which is their answer to KNFB. And I have to say, given that it's a free offering and that it comes on their smartphones, it's a
101 emails.
Pretty good, good offering. So hopefully, what I'm going to be able to do, because I've scanned my access to work letter, and I'm going to, with one picture, show you what it took. And I find it pretty impressive anyway, so here we go.
Recent apps. Audio. WhatsApp. WTAP. Optical reader.
Right.
Capture result.
So, excuse the Samsung TTS, but this is what it did.
Additional costs. Access to work can help with costs where these are over and above what a non-disabled person would require to do their job. Meeting minimum needs. Access to work provides support that allows individuals overcome workplace barriers that arise from their disability above and beyond. The support access to work provides is above and beyond a reasonable adjustment, and it does not replace an employer's legal duty to make reasonable adjustments. VOR/WE for money. Access to work provides support that meets minimum needs in the most cost-effective way. For taxpayers. Special aids and equipment. Braille sense. £3,474.40 supplied by UNNIP. Braille and by £40,2,700 supplied by UNNIP. Trekker Breeze. £458.65 supplied by UNNIP. Olympus DM. £672,179.99 supplied by UNNIP. Dragon Pro Atwa version. £426 to be provided by Freedom of Speech plus 1 day training. £424.80 provided by Freedom of Speech. JAWS Pro software. £1,014 supplied by UNNIP. KNFB reader. £80 supplied by UNNIP. The total cost of the support that has been assessed as your requirement to do your job is £8,757.84. The maximum that can be paid towards these costs through access to work funding is £8,757.84.
Now, I don't know about you, but I think, because when I've used some of the cheaper alternatives that have been available either on the Play Store or the App Store, they've never managed to capture such a serious amount of text. And in fact, the only offering I have seen that would do equally as well as that is KNFB Reader. So I'm going to have an interesting job comparing the two against each other. Granted, I'm using the S6, which is supposed to have a pretty damn good camera on it, but for these things to work effectively, you would expect that anyway. So for a free offering, I think that's good. And I just
recent
thought
apps
that I would
Optical Reader. Audio boom.
I just figured that I would show you that, because given that it comes free, like I say, on the phones, I think that is pretty good.